You're not tripping balls. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory on the University of British Columbia in Canada. This program is called Muzak for the Observant. My name's Andy Resto. I'll be here for the next hour or so. Let's start things off with a compilation that we just got here at the station from Victoria. It's called 15 for 15. It's a comp of a bunch of weird, well, experimental to indie rock groups from the island. There's one by Sister Blanche, who's a kind of drone noise artist. It's called History of Indecisions, and that's what we're going to kick things off with here today. Also, later on, going to do a record giveaway, so stay tuned. Special record here for free. If you stay tuned and eventually call in, I will let you know what it is on the other side. This is Sister Blanche here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This program is called Muzak for the Observant, and we just heard some Victoria bedroom music from an artist who goes by the name of Doom King. One word, Doom King. I had a record come out called A Mark of Something No Longer in Existence. Is also a part of a compilation that just was recently put out on a record label called Baffled Octopi, which I read and thought was a little bit too much effort into that name, to be honest, to try and be quirky and deliberately funny. I don't think it works. Anyhow, 15 for 15 is what it's called, and it's just a comp of 15 Victoria bands happening right now. It's pretty good. Highlights, obviously Freak Heat Waves is on it. Sister Blanche, which I played to open up the show. Doom King is on it as well. A band called Psychosomatic Itch, who are quite good, is on the record as well. In between those two songs, Sister Blanche and Doom King, I had one from Nenon, which is a group out of Montreal, and that was off of a compilation that came out last year, about a year ago or so, called Misery Loves Company, which I am a big fan of. They are a record label based out of Montreal, as I said, and they release their entire discography on a couple of two discs, CDs last year. And it's all very good. Lots of real experimental stuff to kind of dark, well, grimy post-punk music as well. And that band was called Nenon. Last night, Ott, a band from Montreal, played here in Vancouver. They have a new record called Sun's Coming Down, which is quite good. I guess I should play it today. Anyhow, what I was going to say, I interviewed the band last night, and they were, while speaking of some good Montreal acts happening now, mentioned Nenon, among others, some bands like Fakes and is it Small Talk, something along those lines, which are also part of Misery Loves Company, the record label. You could hear that interview that I did with Ott next Monday at 3 p.m. on a show called The Burrow, which I host. So if you are interested in hearing what they are up to and other ramblings, go ahead and tune in to that. For now, going to move on to a brand new record, a couple weeks old, from Shopping, which is a great trio out of, I want to say Australia. I may be incorrect about that. Anyhow, the new one's called Why Choose, and it's on Fat Cat Records. Their last one, Consumer Complaints, is terrific. Came out a year ago. They re-released it earlier this year, and it is a great record, similar to The Slits and other such bands. The Raincoats, Slits, etc. Why Choose is the new one. Just got it in today to the station. I'm going to go ahead and play, not the first one. That's what I had lined up, but I'm going to change it to a song called Straight Lines off of the new Shopping record. Now, before I forget, I was about to completely space on this. I am going to do a giveaway today. So I've had this beautiful vinyl record sitting in my office for the last couple of weeks, and I've thus far blanked and forgotten that it is available to anybody who wants to call in. What it is the new Destroyer record. Poison Season just came out about a month ago. Dan Bejar's latest release, follow-up to Kaput on Merge Records. It's pretty good. It's got a barren cover, a gray cover with him sitting looking tense and pensive. Alone in a Room. And this vinyl is not only free if you call in here to the station, it's also a clear, it's a limited edition clear vinyl, so it's see-through. If you're a Destroyer fan, it'll be a nice addition to the discography. If you want to come and pick that up, if you want to win the record, go ahead and call us at 604-822-2487. I don't have a question or anything to filter the callers. I'm just going to go ahead and take first come, first serve. Ideally, if you win this record, you could come by and pick it up at the station between 11 and 5 on weekdays. Anyhow, I will wait until someone calls in to do that. Destroyer, Poison Season, new record, available if you call in, 604-822-2487. And this right now is Straight Lines by Shopping on Muzak for the Observant, CITR 101.9 FM.
You go home empty-handed and you go home with this tie. These things I tried to tell you, tried to tell you all the time. These things I tried to tell you, but you never had the time. They're playing to the river, what I'm hearing is goodbye. Alone we walk in circles, together in bare light. It's better than I do, but all he does in his cheap lies. My love, my money, I gave him what was mine. Alone we walk in circles, together in straight lines. It's better than I did, but all he does in his cheap lies. I gave him what was mine, I gave him what he wanted. I gave him what was mine, I gave him what was mine.
Why'd you go away? Saw you with another guy.
These things I tried to tell you all the time. These things I tried to tell you, but you never had the time. They're planning to be with on what I gave him is goodbye. I gave him what he wanted, I gave him what was mine. I gave him what he wanted, I gave him what was mine. My life, my love, my money, I gave him what was mine. I gave him what he wanted, I gave him what he wanted. I'm gonna give it all away.
CITR presents The Internet, a modern soul collective straight out of LA, featuring Sid the Kid and Matt Martians. Catch them Saturday, October 31st at the Alexander Gastown. Tickets available at Red Cat, Zulu, Beat Street, Dipped, and TimberConcerts.com.
Stressed lately? UBC Yoga Club is here to offer you a peace of mind. Come out to any of our 17 weekly classes running 7 days a week, ranging from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. We have a class to accommodate your needs and abilities. Check us out at ubcyogaclub.com.
Last one was by a band out of Austin, Texas called Spray Paint, and they have a brand new record out, wow, that I'm now forgetting the name of. I literally just looked at it. Dopers. It's called Dopers. Austin, Texas, Spray Paint. I saw that release and was struck by some sort of deja vu, vuja de memory, and I couldn't quite pick up where it was from, and then I just randomly ran through my head that this guy, I was at a show at the Fox once, and this guy came over, bought me drinks, which is kind of creepy, but was traveling North America by himself on the road. And he's from Austin, Texas. And he was coming up through Vancouver and going to a festival in Seattle or something. And we were, I think the show was a freak heat wave show, which is apt for what I was talking about earlier. And we were talking about the kind of music it was and other relevant bands. And Spray Paint is the band that he mentioned from Austin, Texas. That was a new young band coming up that had a great kind of post-punk weirdo sound. And now I run into them and I realized, wow, these small crevices of your mind and your memory that stick around for a long time only to be brought up and uncovered later, brush all the dust off. Spray Paint, it's very good. That song was called Signal Master, and again, the album's called Dopers. Coming up, I've been playing a decent amount of Victoria music. As I mentioned, there's a compilation that just came out called 15 for 15, which is a bunch of Victoria bands. One of those bands is a group called Johns, J-O-N-S. The frontman of that group also has a solo project, goes by the name of S-B, the two letters, S and B, and it's kind of bedroom indie rock. Has a record called Relaxed by Kraft that just came out. Gonna play a song called Greenhouse. And then I also realized giving away a limited edition clear vinyl Destroyer record. The new one is called Poison Season, and if you call in 604-822-2487, you could win yourself this brand new vinyl record. I realize I haven't played Destroyer yet and this week, and it would only be remiss of me if I were to let it go unplayed, unspun. So we're going to hear some Destroyer afterwards. Right now, this is SB out of Victoria, and the song is called Greenhouse, and you're listening to Music for the Observant on CITR 101.9 FM.
She despises the direction the city's been going in. She rises above it all, 'cause after all, someone's gotta go free and someone's gotta fall or the river. Escape from New York, escape from LA, take it from me, leave London. You study your braille, you listen to the hail outside. A comedy of souls, a plot thick with holes, in a windowless room on the outskirts of town, overlooking the river. For reasons unknown in the wind, I'm over before I begin, he says. I'm over before I begin to go, he says.
City Records presents Data Plan, Summering, and Aura Kogan live in the Planetarium, October 22nd, an evening of incredible psychedelic art rock and psych folk featuring large-scale celestial projections choreographed by guest video artists Matt Crisco, Jared Brandel, Mohammed Ali Sharar, and Colin Elder, located at H.R. McMillan Space Center. Tickets available at eventbrite.ca, Zulu, Red Cat, and Dandelion Records. Doors at 8.
Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
Falling out, the streets are fading into sun, driving the star black.
Yeah.
Dilly Dally is from Toronto. They are a grunge rock band, I guess you can say. Their latest record is called Soar, out on Buzz Records. The exciting thing there is that Dilly Dally is going to be coming to Vancouver on October 27th, so in 2 weeks' time. Not this coming Tuesday, but the next Tuesday. And that afternoon, they're going to play a live in-studio set for us here at CITR. Tuesday, October 27th at 2 p.m. 2 to 3 p.m. or so, Dilly Dally from Toronto is going to stop by and play a nice afternoon show for us, which is going to make everybody's lunch, everybody's ordering of pastries and or deli sandwiches and soups difficult. So we'll see how it goes. Before that was Destroyer. The new record's called Poison Season. That was The River, a song called The River. I love that line in it that starts the verse: escape from New York, escape from LA, take it from me, leave London. It's just delivered very nicely, much nicer than I deliver it, and it's poignant. Free Destroyer record if you call in, 604-822-2487. It is a limited edition clear vinyl of Poison Season. Moving on, and approaching the last 15 minutes of the show here. By the way, you're listening to CITR 11.9 FM, and this program is called Muzak for the Observant. Filia Matza is what I'm going to play next. I've had this kind of in the back of my mind to try and play for a few weeks now, and I just haven't quite been able to sneak it in there. Their record is called Like It Is, out on Agu Records. And Filia Matza is a group from Copenhagen. And it's a blend of different artists. They've been around for a while. They're on the older side of things. What intrigued me when I first saw it and realized who was part of it is the former frontman of The X, is an old punk duo, punk, and then became a kind of experimental, almost jazz-influenced punk band. I've been around for a long time. Started in the late 70s, and I saw them actually play this summer, and they were very, very good live. Filia Matza, the vocalist, is the frontman from The X, and this is an album, 7 songs that last close to an hour. So the songs are diverse and they're complex and take you on some journeys, that's for sure. I'm gonna play the opening track, which is called The Little Shop. This is Filia Matza, to spell it, that's F-I-L-I-A-M-O-T-S-A, Filia Matza. Album's called Like It Is, and this song is called The Little Shop. Here on Muzak for the Observant, CITR 11.9. Call in 604-822-2487 and grab yourself a free Destroyer vinyl record.
Thank you. is a little shop that I've been visiting for quite some years now, and where we'll hear the old woman say for the umpteenth time now, for the umpteenth time, for the 10,000th and umpteenth time, what she thinks about the weather. She thinks about the weather. Rain, she'll say more precisely, and hey,
So as you can tell, that album's a bit intense. That was the opening track from Philia Mazza's Like It Is. It's called The Little Shop, which I'm imagining is similar to like a little shop of horrors. It's the imagery I'm getting there. Ended in a bit of a flourish. Anyhow, it's a bit wild. Most of the songs in the record are like that. Group from Copenhagen, and it's a very interesting album. I think it might be sliding under the radar a bit, but it's a good one. Philia Mazza. Thank you to Chris for calling in. Won himself the limited edition Destroyer record, which is very nice. Poison Season, pretty good record. I have to say, it's tough to follow up Kaput, which I think is quite brilliant, but it's a solid record. I think it's an interesting blend of Kaput and Destroyer's Rubies, which came out before that. Anyhow, wrapping things up here, this has been Muzak for the Observant on CITR 101.9. Couple things to mention. I played Dilly Dally from Toronto earlier in the show. They're going to be by here at the station on October 27th, which is a Tuesday, at 2 p.m. To play a live set for us. And then they have a show here in Vancouver later that night, which I want to say is at the Rickshaw, but that might be incorrect. I've seen them play at the Rickshaw as an opener, so that might be the only reason I'm thinking that. Anyhow, to finish things up, last song I'm going to play is from Ott, group from Montreal. New record, Sun Coming Down, is terrific. And they just played here at Redgate last night alongside Peace and Gabriel. It's a very good show. And if you want to hear, catch an interview with Ott, tune in Monday afternoon, 3 to 4 p.m., for a program called The Burrow. This guy, his name is Andy, he hosts it, and there will be an interview that he did with Ott, involving various twists and turns and thrills. Anyhow, the song is called Passionate Turn from Sun Coming Down. Thank you all for listening. Stay tuned. Moon Talk with Marco. Moon Talk. Astro Talk with Marco is coming up next here on CITR 101.9 FM.
It's too much all alone.